Joe Biden describes Ocasio-Cortez as a brilliant, bright woman. By Hannah Blow on July 5, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D., praised far-left freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, during a CNN interview that aired Friday, describing her as a brilliant, bright woman. While he hit a range of subjects during the exhaustive interview, he praised the Democrat socialist lawmaker, despite marketing himself as a moderate Democrat. "That's what this election is about. I'm happy to debate that issue and all those issues with my friends because guess what, look who won the races. Look who won last time out," Biden said, referring to the extreme left's victories in the midterm election. Ocasio-Cortez beat incumbent former Representative Joseph Crowley, DNY, by a little more than 4,000 votes, 15,897 to Crowley's 11,761. However, Biden still maintained that a moderate Democrat will stand a better chance of beating President Trump in the general election. "By the way, I think Ocasio-Cortez is a brilliant, bright woman, but she won a primary," Biden continued. "In the general election fights, who won? Mainstream Democrats who are very progressive on social issues and very strong on education and healthcare." Despite Biden's vast attempts to present himself as a moderate, he still holds what many would consider extreme positions. He supports government gun confiscation and explained his position during the first debate, "Folks, look, and I would buy back, assault, weapons. We already started talking about that. We tried to get it done. I think it can be done. And it should be demanded that we do it. And that's a good expenditure of money." He also flip-flopped on the Hyde Amendment and now supports the use of federal dollars for abortion procedures. "Folks, times have changed. I don't think these guys are going to let up," he said at the I Will Vote gala last month. Notably, Ocasio-Cortez dismissed Biden's climate change proposal, instead calling Washington Governor Jay Inslee's, D., proposal the gold standard. "Scientifically, anything that is less than helping us cut carbon emissions in half by 2030 is going to be too late," she said, according to The Hill. Biden's plan aims to eliminate fossil fuel usage by 2050.